Welcome to Broncos Training Camp Live from Buffalo Wild Wings here in Highlands Ranch. One preseason game is done. It's over in the books. But as head coach Gary Kubiak said to the team afterwards, winning means something. A win is a win. Doesn't matter if it is the preseason. So, you know, he and everyone else happy with the outcome. There are, however, still a handful of preseason games left before 2015 season officially starts. We'll be talking about that and more over the next half an hour. But first, in case you didn't see the game, you didn't see how the Broncos beat Seattle, here are highlights from the team's 22-20 win up in Seattle.
You're going against a team that nearly won the Super Bowl last year. You will be tested.
Second and eight from the shotgun. Wilson is hit. The ball is loose. It's down, and I believe Todd Davis is on it for the Broncos. He is. Denver has it first down and goal. Earth is on for the Broncos. It'll be a 28-yard attempt. He was 15 of 16 in the regular season, and he picks up where he left off. The Broncos are on the board, 12:21 to go. Third and 10 for Seattle from their own 19. Turpin still the running back. Here comes the rush again. Again, it's Shaquille Barrett. And again, he beat Jesse Davis, but what a series for the young player from CSU. Brandon McManus will try one from 52 yards. It's on its way. And it's good. Brandon McManus, who already has a 52-yarder, will try one here from 44 yards out. And it is good. The Bronco kickers, both of them, look to be in midseason form as Denver grabs the lead back here in Seattle. First and 10 for Denver. The handoff is to Ronnie Hillman. He's got a lot of room. Hillman across the 30, out to the 33. It's a first down for Denver. A pickup of 22 yards for Ronnie Hillman. First and 10 from the 17. Osweiler. He's got time. Looks in the end zone. Touchdown, Virgil Green. Play action. Archer rolling. Will he get there? He tries to throw the ball forward. That's a loose ball. And Denver will take over. I think it's Josh Bush, number 20, that came up with it.
Super Bowl for the Seattle Seahawks, and their challenge is to overcome that.
Semien going long down the sideline, and Benny Fowler pulls it in at the Seattle 39. What a grab by Benny Fowler from 22, and it's good. And the Broncos stretch that lead to 22-13. Here comes Barrett, here comes Rivers, and it's Kilgo who gets the sack to fittingly end the ball game as the Broncos polish off Seattle tonight, 22-20.
All right, boys, hey, it's always about winning, right? It's always about winning, okay? That's a hell of a job coming here. You know, a lot of good things happened tonight. Okay, we got a lot of things to correct. We knew that. We knew that before we came in here, and we're going to get that done, okay? But our effort was good. Everybody got a chance to pitch in. Let's just make sure that we keep moving forward as a football team, okay? Proud of you guys. The way to work, okay? Let's keep getting better. I tell you what, hey, Brock Osweiler, come break it down.
Great win, boys. Broncos on three. One, two, three.
Broncos!
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Buffalo Wild Wings here in Highlands Ranch on this Sunday. I'm Chris Hall for Broncos TV. It's Broncos TV Live during training camp. Thanks for joining us for the next half hour. We have a lot to get into. Former Bronco Joel Dreesen is here. We're going to digest what the Broncos did up in Seattle, beating the Seahawks 22-20. A lot to get into, but first, we want to start right away with a player who's here joining us on this player off day. Such a great thing for them to do. Broncos wide receiver Nate Palmer. Nate, thanks again for taking a minute to come over and join us. We were just talking before we started the show here.
what it's like to go through camp, and then you got to go travel, you go to this game, then you come back, you get home really late, the sun's coming up when you get back home. You guys go right back into work, though, that day. Talk about that 24-hour stretch. All of a sudden, you're on the field trying to put this offense in place against another defense. Then you got to go right into recovery. That's the grind. That's what camp's all about, right?
That's the grind. That's what it's about, man. And basically, man, this year, coach set a tone that we're going to do what it takes to get to the next level and get back to the championship and get a Super Bowl. So anytime we get a chance to get out there and work, you know, a lot of other teams that I've been on, a lot of people complain about that, but this year no one complained. We just got in there and did what we had to do.
Go ahead.
I was going to ask you, how did it feel to get kind of those first game jitters out of the way, get out on the field, on the road, and get a W?
It felt great, and even better being in a tough environment like that. You know, it was still loud for a preseason game in Seattle. I remember being in the huddle at one point, and you couldn't hear Brock, and he's standing right next to me. So to get those jitters out in a great stadium like that against a good team, against Seattle, and to go up there and play the way that we did, I think it was great for our first game.
Yeah, you said it. I mean, 70,000 people still went to that game. It was preseason. It was raining. It was loud, as Nate attested to. But it was a test, this first test. I was looking at some points. I want to go back to Coach Kubiak. He was coaching this game as if it was the Super Bowl. This is the first preseason game. Talk about kind of the energy he's injected into you guys, not only in the meeting rooms but during practice and then especially there during a game. Who cares if it's the preseason?
He demands a lot out of us, and he expects us to play as if every game is the Super Bowl. He doesn't want us to let down or anything or treat any or take any game or any opponent lightly. And I think that speaks volumes of where he is as a coach and how he's instilled that in us even early on. Even from – this is probably one of the first teams that I've been on where you can look at the ones and the twos and the threes getting in the game and some of the four-string guys getting in there, and everyone doesn't skip a beat. You know, and so I think we played a lot of players on offense. We played a lot of personnel, and a lot of people caught passes. So it speaks volumes on how prepared we were, given that the staff got us very prepared for the game like it was a regular season game, actually.
How'd you feel out there? You feeling a little bit more comfortable here now at this point in the season maybe than you were like last year?
I feel very, very comfortable compared to last season. Preseason, I was still trying to figure things out, still trying to learn systems and things like that. This year I came in very prepared for the system, knowing everything that I had to do, and basically playing faster this year. So,
and you had a catch from Brock Osweiler out there.
Yeah.
We were talking before the game about Brock. What have you noticed that's different about him this year too?
Man, Brock worked his butt off this offseason, man. So he worked very hard in the offseason in throwing and getting his drops and knowing the ins and outs of the offense and the schemes and everything, and just getting out there, he had a lot more control this year. You can see him being comfortable in the pocket. You can see him making all the right reads. You can see him just taking his time at the line of scrimmage.
We've talked to whether it's C.J. Anderson, Monte Ball, Ronnie Hillman, even Juwan Thompson, all those guys about
good backs.
But it's all good backs playing in this offense, and they all know they're friends, but they're competing against one another.
Yeah.
What's it like in the wide receiver room with Tyke and the guys that are in that room? And when all you guys, we're seeing incredible plays during every practice, and you all get a chance to show what you can put on tape against Seattle.
It's definitely a tight knit group. You know, we all enjoy each other's company. So to speak, we have a good time off the field. We laugh with each other. We play with each other. But when it's on the field, we know that it's a tight competition. Tyke gets us ready, and he basically told us, you know, Emmanuel and Demaryius Thomas are the guys right now. I'm looking for the third, fourth, fifth guy, and we have so much talent in that room. As you said, you know, you see so many plays happen throughout the camp days and things like that, and everybody gets a chance. And this offense, the ball is spread around, so it's definitely tight-knit. It's a tight-knit group, but it's definitely tight competition in our room.
We've heard before that you said football is your love, but music is your life. What's going on with the music and you right now?
But I'll just say this. Football is both the love and my life.
Oh, okay.
Music is something that I do to pass time. You know, everybody has a hobby. Some people go out and they play golf. So music is definitely something that I do, man. Right now, you know, I have the single out Rings. It's a motivational song that I kind of made in inspiration for our team and this year and everything that we want to achieve.
Is it hard? I mean, that's an unusual hobby, I guess. how much time do you dedicate to it? I mean, you get in the studio and lay it down, right?
Yeah, a lot of off days. lay it down. A lot of
Look
off
at
days.
Phil knows what he's talking about.
Just lay it down.
Industry
a couple of eight
lingo.
Bars.
No, I'm just messing.
No, I mean, it's not as hard as people think because, like I said, it's not a full-time thing for me. Right now I do it whenever I have time, which is the off days and days that we don't have practice or we have half days at the facility. I go home. I have a setup at home that I can just record at, or I go downtown to Side 3 Studios and record there. And basically, you know, it just becomes a thing that, you know, when I'm off the field, if I need to get away from football, I write a little bit, or I go sing, or if I'm feeling angry from something on the football field, I write a rap or something. So it's just my release.
Well, I'll tell you what, Nate, I think you've inspired Phil to start laying down some tracks.
No. Phil's gonna have no business in there.
Phil's going to start that phase of his career right after the show. Well, look, you got to practice tomorrow morning. Today was your off day.
Yes,
Thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
Wide receiver Nate Palmer, everyone, on the Broncos. Again, played up there in that game, played a whole lot, played pretty well against the Seattle Seahawks.
Appreciate it.
When we come back, make sure
you get rings on iTunes.
Rings
on
iTunes.
And on
Spotify.
Go.
Perfect.
Yes, sir.
Nate Palmer, thank you so much. We got Joel Dreesen here, and, of course, Andrew Mason. He's here, too, going to dive into what the Broncos did against Seattle and what it looks like going forward here at Buffalo Wild Wings in Highlands Ranch. We'll be right back.